We're going to talk about Hunter. Where is Hunter? You know what? I need to get that one as my soundbite, Shannon, where President Trump was saying, where is Hunter? You remember he's saying, where is Hunter? It's really comical. So Hunter Biden shows up, which I'm pretty sure right now everybody's aware of. He shows up in D.C. and he's talking about this, you know, because he's been subpoenaed to come talk and do an affidavit, right? Behind closed doors. And it's already clear the reason why the Republicans want Hunter Biden to talk behind closed doors, because there's certain questions that they can ask him. And on top of that, if they do a public hearing, they only get to ask a few questions. But when it's a deposition behind closed doors, they get to ask multiple questions. So you have the open hearing where you can ask maybe, just maybe, 25 questions. But behind closed doors, you can ask 250, you can ask 500, you can even ask 1,000 questions. Of course, Hunter Biden doesn't want to answer any of these questions. He doesn't want to go behind closed doors where he'll be under oath and then go out into the public and say something completely different, because he know he would have to tell the truth. And of course, Joe Biden's not taking any questions. Joe Biden showed up at various places today, and you can hear the press screaming at him, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden, and he doesn't want to take a single question on it. See, Joe Biden has been known to be a liar. I remember back in the day when the media used to be the media, before they became the government state media, they were even a point where they were talking about Hunter Biden. They talked about, or not Hunter Biden, I apologize, they talked about Joe Biden. I remember there was a video, and I should have dug that video up. I know I have it somewhere, where they were talking about Joe Biden when he was doing plagiarism. Multiple times, there was in the same video, Joe Biden kept talking about how he graduated at the top of his class, Ivy League school. He was on the football team. He did all of these great things. And then come to find out, he got caught in the lie. And then he went on there and said, I misspoke. Joe Biden has been a known liar since people ever saw him the first time on camera. Joe Biden has been lying to every single person he comes in contact with. Even now, you have firsthand whistleblowers. You have people that are connected with the Bidens that came and talked to Congress, and they spilled the beans on Joe Biden. How did we know that Joe Biden was there? All the emails, with the evidence of emails of Joe Biden having the communications with Hunter Biden and even some of the business partners with this criminal activity that they were engaged in, how did we find out that Joe Biden was the big guy getting 10%? How did we find that out? All of that information came out from the investigation that they were doing, that they've been doing, which is leading to this impeachment inquiry. And the only reason why they're doing impeachment inquiry, because Joe Biden, the FBI, the DOJ, even the CIA, the IRS, and even the National Archives, they are all suppressing information that the House members are requesting. You know, all these organizations, they answer to the House, and they're telling the House no. Why? Because it's like I'm always saying, demons will protect demons. I say that. I don't think anyone else is ever saying that. I've never recalled. And of course, I'm looking in the comments here on Frank Speech, and thank you so much for chiming in. And leave me a comment. Have you ever heard anyone else refer to them as that? Now, I know people refer to them as demons all the time, or demon rats, right? The demon rats to me are rhinos, right? Rhinos against Trump. Demon rats, rhinos against Trump. But then you have Democrats, because the Democrats, they all dabble in witchcraft and everything that you can think of that's demonic. Democrats. How many of you ever heard them referred to as demons protecting demons? Because that's exactly what this is. And the reason why I say that, because I know that we are in a spiritual battle. I know this. When I meet people for the first time and I come in contact with them, and you do this too. A lot of people just don't recognize it. You go into a room, you meet somebody for the first time, and there's certain aura, there's certain vibe that you get from somebody. That's because of the spiritual realm. A lot of people never make the connection of being spiritual about that. They never make the connection. But I guarantee, for those of you that never thought about that, you go, you know what? Will is right. I've been in a room where I've just come in contact with people, don't even know who they are, and it's just this vibe. And it's even with people that you do know sometimes, like you go in a room and something's not right. Something's going on. That's because of the spiritual realm. That's why I refer to them as demons protecting demons. And that's what's happening, because these demonic beings have possessed these people and they're protecting their demonic leaders. That's just the way it works. Because see, those of us that believe in God, trust in God, adhere to God's rules and laws, we know that if someone, one of us, if Will Johnson, let me put it to you this way. If Will Johnson did something wrong and y'all all saw it and it's 100% proof that Will Johnson did something wrong, you know what you're going to do? You're not going to make excuses. Oh, well, Will Johnson didn't mean to do that. Let's give Will Johnson an excuse for doing the wrong things that he just did. You wouldn't do that. And I wouldn't expect you to. You would say Will Johnson shouldn't have done it. This is how you know people that are not supporting evilness. Because if you see someone do something wrong, regardless of who they are, you're going to call it out for what it is. You're going to call it out for what it is. And that's just the way it is. That's the way it happens. But when it comes to the case of Hunter Biden is literally, can I say that word? He's literally lying. So instead of him going behind closed doors, he shows up in DC because he was subpoenaed, right? For this deposition. And instead of him going into the room to sit down with them to have the conversation, he turns around and goes right to the microphones for a press conference. So he's willing to go lie to them. And if I'm not mistaken, he didn't take any questions. Did he take any questions that you're aware of, Shannon? Because I don't think he actually took any questions while he was doing his fake press hearing.
Actually, you're right. There's actually an article that says he ignored press questions after his statement. So if this guy is somebody that says,
why did he take questions, right?
He said he wanted it to be public, right? So why don't you answer media questions in public? What are you afraid of? He's such a coward. He's such a liar. He's just trying to make some kind of victimhood statement, you know, make it seem like it's all about them attacking his dad and that there was no proof. You have to listen to this if you haven't.
Yeah. So, yes. Did you put the article on the screen?
I mean, it's on my screen.
Put the article on the screen real quick. Put the article on the screen. Right? I want y'all to see that. This is on Fox News.
Yep, Fox News.
And see, I'm sitting there looking at him like he won't even take any questions. He won't even take any questions from Republicans in the House, and he won't even take any questions from the press.
Yeah.
He's a total coward.
Total.
He's telling everybody, look, I'm here to answer questions. We'll answer some questions. He won't even answer questions from the press.
Yeah, he sits there and says,
he is a coward.
He sits there and says, I'm here.
I'm here. What's up now? Put up and shut up. I'm here. What's up now? What's up? He's like acting like a child, a kid.
You know what?
Right? Like he's on the playground. I'm here. Where you at? I'm ready to fight. Where you at?
You and I actually talked about this.
I mean, this dude.
Because you said this is such a typical of an addict type behavior. And it's true. My dad was an alcoholic. And when he tried to hide his lies, he always went over the top, right? Like he just exaggerated things. And I was like, what are you doing? Like you're making yourself look even more guilty. He's literally making himself look more guilty.
That's exactly what he's doing. Making himself look guilty. Guilty. Because you know why? He is guilty. Let me play this first video. And this is like a video, two parts. I think there's actually overlap on the second one that I want to show you. But the second one is just a little bit longer than this one. But here is some of the video where Hunter Biden goes before the microphones. And you know what? No one's interrupting them because they're all glued to hear what he has to say. And he's blatantly, blatantly lying. Everybody knows now. They have records. Bank records are not lying. If the banks, put it this way. If the banks that are giving the information over to Congress, if they fraudulently created these checks that went to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, the banks would be in the high. I mean, dude, they'd be in big trouble they will be doing fraudulent activity with inside of the bank. They will shut the bank down for reasons like that. So why wouldn't Hunter Biden try to go sue the banks? You think about that, Shannon? Why wouldn't Hunter Biden try to sue the bank for showing for that check?
I mean,
why wouldn't he do that? He's saying they're all lying. Listen to him, everybody. Listen to this real quick.
There is no fairness or decency in what these Republicans are doing. They have lied over and over about every aspect of my personal and professional life.
What part did they lie about? No. I mean, give us one example, Hunter, on what they lied about.
You know what they lied about?
Let me say this real quick, too, because the Republicans don't really care about Hunter. They don't. Hunter is not their forte. Hunter is not their, oh, my goodness, we got to go get Hunter. Has nothing to do with it. Hunter is not that important to them. Hunter's activities makes Joe Biden a security risk. And because of that security risk, they have to follow where the evidence takes them. And guess what? The evidence led them straight to Hunter. What were you going to say, Shannon?
I was going to say, well, they lied about the laptop. Oh, wait.
Nope,
no, they didn't.
That was true.
They lied about his position and Biden abusing his position with Burisma.
Nope, that was true.
Nope, that was true. He said he did. For goodness sakes, China released bank records.
Yep, but that wasn't true either.
Right?
Nothing, everything that's been factual and been proven, none of that's true according to him.
So much so that their lies have become the false facts believed by too many people. No matter how many times it is debunked, they continue to insist that my father's support of Ukraine against Russia is the result of a non-existent bribe. They displayed naked photos of me during an oversight hearing. And they have taken the light of my dad's love, the light of my dad's love for me, and presented it as darkness. They have no shame.
They have no shame. Are you hearing this from this dude? This dude, Hunter, who had the cocaine in the White House? Talking about they have no shame. This dude has nude pictures all over the internet. And he's saying that the Republicans released the nude pictures. Not him. Really? Who took the nude pictures in the first place? This dude has no shame in anything. This dude is a total scam artist.
You like the content Will Johnson is producing? To stay informed and up to date with the current events, go ahead and hit the thumbs up and subscribe to see more videos like this one. Also, to find Will Johnson, visit www.uaf.media.